A committee at Belfast City Council has agreed that graphic images used by anti-abortion campaigners should be regulated. You may have seen some posters in Belfast City Centre that show fetuses aborted at different stages of pregnancy. The proposal has been brought by Green Party councillor Áine Grogan and will go before the full council on Monday night. Áine's with us now. Morning, Áine.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Marion Woods from the campaign group Both Lives Matter is with us. Good morning to you, Marion.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Now, I know you don't use these images, Marion, but you would defend the right for people to do so. Tell us why.
Well, as you said, that Both Lives Matter doesn't use images of aborted babies. When we do use images, we use regular scientific and biological textbook ultrasound scans of the baby developing in the womb. Like your listeners and like the councillors of Belfast City Council, you know, we are concerned about how images are used. So, of course, you know, whenever there is a human right to freedom of expression, but where there is that human right, there is also a responsibility. However, the reality of these images being deemed offensive, that can only be true if the actual abortion is offensive. So we're quite concerned this morning that what this is actually a bit of a fig leaf to censor unpopular views ahead of one of the most profound law changes on abortion that this island has ever seen. As you know, Stephen, you were talking about it yesterday morning on your show. We are facing on the 21st of October abortion coming into Northern Ireland, and that will mean that there is no explicit protection in law for unborn children until 28 weeks gestation. And the issue of imagery really feeds into the desire of pro-abortion activists to deny the humanity of the unborn child and remove every protection the law gives them.
Áine, so we are let's let Áine reply.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. I have brought this motion. I have been a councillor now for about 4 months, and really I've had quite a number of women who had suffered miscarriages, their families, parents of young children who have been absolutely traumatised by these images. And I'm really glad to have cross-party support in council for my motion that recognises that we have an ambition for our city centre to be welcoming, safe and inclusive for all, and that these images really do nothing to get to achieve that image. And this is supported by parties that very much would be completely conflicting with my view on abortion. I'm very proud to say I'm a pro-choice woman, but this motion is very firmly not about that.
And
that
is there not a danger here that once you start deciding what is an acceptable and unacceptable image, is that not starting to impede on free speech? Should any image that is within the law, which is not inciting violence, is that not what should be tolerable rather than politicians deciding what is tolerable and not?
We have asked for a report to be brought forward in terms of how we can lawfully regulate these. Of course, no one is arguing that these people don't have a right to be there. They don't have a right to advocate their position.
But that's you're arguing against their right as to how to push their message.
What they don't have a right to do is cause harm and distress to others. It is very much recognised that freedom of expression is up to a point until you start doing harm onto others. That's a thing that's something that's set down in law over the years, and we regulate many images. It's already said to me this morning, oh, what about, you know, the images on cigarette packages and things like that? We already regulate those. Only those over 16 are able to use it, are able to access those. When they're in a shop, they're not openly on display. There's a lot of things that we regulate in this manner because we recognise that they can cause harm to others.
Okay.
I think, you know, it's very interesting this morning, Stephen, that, you know, this is a Green Party representative who is speaking. We know that the Green Party advocates for abortion at any stage up to birth. That is their goal. And so it is very interesting that they are the ones bringing this morning. You know, Thomas Jefferson said information is the currency of democracy. And we have faced many, many times this rhetoric of it's just a clump of cells, it's just tissue, it's just this. And the truth is that, and again, although Both Lives Matter does not use these images, the truth is that these are images of the reality of abortion. So I suppose the question I have is...
Well, when you talk about rhetoric and you use terms like pro-abortion, who is pro-abortion? This is about pro-choice, is it not?
Well, there are some people who are pro-choice and there are some people who would actually call themselves pro-abortion. I've been in a room with an activist who has quite happily said, yes, I am pro-abortion. You know, so there are people in our society who do go under that title. Not everybody, but some do. And so that's the thing. Unfortunately,
it's kind of a different discussion that anyway, isn't it? What this discussion is about, and it could be about an abortion debate today. It could be about a completely different issue next week. That when the state is starting to control how citizens protest and the tools with which they protest, does that not need very careful scrutiny?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And there are lots of situations whenever we go into a public space where, you know, we may or may not be offended, but there actually isn't a human right to not be offended. And we live in a democracy. That is the crux of our society. You know, so people can be offended by street preaching. People can be offended by pride parades. People can be offended by images of aborted babies. And it is that, you know, where does the regulation go?
Okay.
How far does it
That's
go?
That's one for you, Anya.
Look, this is, let's be clear, this is not about, you know, someone taking offence. This is about images that re-traumatise women that have had miscarriages and their family members. This is about children. Please let me speak. This is about young children who've had no choice in the matter to be faced with these images. I've had parents who come to me. They've had to try and explain these images to a small child. It is not up for any group to dictate when a parent has to have that discussion with a child.
No, that's a very important thing,
please. Let's let Anya finish. And if, hold on one moment. I'm interested in hearing from others today as well. Let me remind you the number 0303 80 55 55. These graphic images, these posters in Belfast City Centre that show fetuses being aborted at different stages of pregnancy. So the committee at Belfast City Council has agreed that they should be regulated. This will go before the full council on Monday night. What do you all think? 0303 80 55 55. So who decides on you the regulation? Like, what will the regulations say, and who decides what's too far?
Yeah, but look, this is the first step in terms of getting cross-party support to look into this. We have asked for a report to be brought forward into how these images can be lawfully regulated. Now, I can't prejudge what that's going to come back and say, but we've basically undertaken the first steps to try and get this ball moving, and I'm looking forward to seeing this progressed over the coming months. And I stress again that, you know, people from very different shades of belief when it comes to the actual issue of abortion all support this motion.
But what type of images do you want to ban?
I think we all are aware of the images that we've seen around City Centre. There's a very clear line whenever freedom of expression crosses a line and causes harm.
Give me an example of an image, Anya, you would want to ban. An image of what, for example?
We see the very graphic imagery that's used in our city centre every Saturday. I think I obviously can't verbalise exactly what that looks like on the phone, but we are all aware of those, and people have been very, very distressed by
them.
So
would you ban an image of a baby?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to take right here now exactly what will fall under the legislation or fall under the regulation.
But
we need to look and see what brings forward.
But that's at the heart of this story. If you're supporting,
what becomes harmful.
Yeah, but exactly. But Anya, if you're supporting regulating and therefore banning some images, presumably you've got to have an idea in your own head what you would like banned.
Of course, I do, and like
so
most
share it with us. What is it?
Those images that we see on a Saturday in the city centre that are very, very graphic images of late-term miscarriages and abortions. But miscarriages, I'll stress that. And they're very graphic and harmful to people. Like I said, they've re-traumatised people.
So any image of a fetus which has been aborted, that would be banned, would it?
It's not exactly what I've said there. The images that I'm using as an example are the ones that we see on Saturdays in town. Now, there's probably a lot of other things that might fall into that category, and that is what this process will look at. They will look at where and how we can regulate these. I'm not going to prejudge the outcome of the report that's brought before us, but like I said,
well, that's no prejudge. I'm asking you for your view.
There's clear recognition that those images that are in our city centre on a Saturday to make our city not welcoming and inclusive for those people that are re-traumatised by them. This is not just someone took offence or something. It's much more serious than that, and there is, thankfully, pretty much widespread recognition of that. I've been overwhelmed with the amount of support I've had in the last few days. People coming forward with their stories in terms of how these images have affected them. And it's I think it's quite trivial to try and say, oh, someone took offence to something. It's actually much more serious than that. These images cause harm. And I think Marion recognises that when she says her group doesn't use them. There's a reason for that.
Marion?
Well, there are a myriad of reasons, absolutely, that we don't use them. And, we recognise that we live in a democratic society with a freedom of expression. Now, we don't use them because we use images of babies that are developing in the womb. And then we talk about abortion and we believe that people then can make their own decision from that. However, whenever somebody is advocating for abortion, we do suggest that they should know what they are advocating for. And the truth is that these images show the reality of abortion. This reality will come to Northern Ireland on the 21st of October if we do not demand Stormont to reconvene. Now, Anya's also referred to children. Absolutely. I'm the mother of four girls. So I'm out and I'm walking through town and there are a myriad of things that don't actually, I don't want to have to address with my children at certain points. My children can come home from school or from clubs and activities that they're in and they may say, oh, so-and-so was talking about this, so-and-so was talking about that. And I might think, I didn't really want to talk about that with you right now, but I have to address it. That's what happens when we live in a free society and we have a responsibility as adults to then take charge and to address it with our children.
It's a really interesting conversation and let's see where it goes on Monday. Anya and Marion, thank you very much indeed.